And we go directly to our IntelliSystems phone where we welcome in our friend Larry Rudwick. Larry is a business consultant and coach. You can find him on the web at businesstuneups.com. Larry, good morning to you. I guess it's afternoon. How are you?
Good morning. Good afternoon.
There you go. See?
I'm doing it too.
It's Monday. It just feels like morning when you greet somebody for the first time. You've spent a good deal of time in Augusta, and you know what starts to happen this time of year. We're only a few weeks out from the biggest week of the year here. It's the Masters Tournament is rolling around once again. You and John and me talked about this last year around this same time, and you talked to us about mastering your life, your personal life, your business life, mastering your best shots, I think was the name of the article that you did for us. And it resonated here locally, and we want to sort of bring it back this year. A lot of new listeners, a lot of new visitors to the website, and kind of revisit that with you because you used some examples relating, golf to business and personal life, including Tiger Woods. And if you don't mind, can we kind of delve back into that again for new listeners?
Absolutely. Let's do it.
All right. Let's start, I guess, with the example, because we're going to talk about mastering all aspects of your life, and personal and business, and how they are intertwined. And you use Tiger Woods as an example. His business began to decline when his personal life had problems.
Well, yeah. Tiger went into a three-year slump. His whole game fell apart when his personal life fell apart. I'm glad to see that he's coming back finally. But look at what happened to his game. I think people thought maybe he'd never come back.
How do they become that intertwined? I mean, it's that way for everybody, I suppose, huh?
We all are talking to ourselves silently, and when we say positive things about ourselves and feel good and have confidence, we do better in the outside world. When we mess up and we start kind of beating ourselves up mentally and saying negative things to ourselves silently, it inhibits our ability to excel.
I assume, Larry, in your work and with the folks with whom you've spoken, most of us take that negative attitude and not necessarily the positive attitude, despite what we may outwardly show.
That's true, and it's interesting how some of the most successful and bright people are perhaps too smart, and they outsmart themselves. They're perfectionists, and they look at the glass as half empty. When they don't do something perfectly, they think that they're a failure, and that's really a shame. Some of the smartest people think of themselves as a failure. It's so ironic that can happen.
Why are there so few Tiger Woods? Why do so few people, no matter what their line of work, no matter what their endeavors, why are there so few of them that actually do master what they do?
I think it's for several reasons. One is that physically, he obviously is well put together, a well put together body. He had the potential. But another reason is, he started playing golf almost before he could walk. I just saw videos of him in, I think, 18 months hitting a golf ball like a pro. He started playing golf well before, too.
But realistically, Larry, somebody who wants to be an engineer can't really start at 18 months. What's their plan? What's the formula if you start later? Is it repetition, no matter what your field of work is?
Repetition is part of it. They say practice makes perfect, but that's the normal expression. But I've actually heard other people say practice doesn't necessarily make perfect, not unless you're practicing.
Yeah, perfect,
right.
Perfect practice perfect, makes perfect.
Perfect, that's exactly what I was going to say. Perfect practice makes perfect. And there's a book, I think it was Malcolm Gladwell wrote a book that indicated that it takes about 10,000 hours of experience to master a skill. It takes a long time, and you can get really good at what you really focus on.
And that, I suppose, applies to really anything, particularly in the business world, whether it's negotiating, or whether it's a task, whether it's working and dealing with coworkers or whatever it happens to be?
Any skill that's needed in business needs to be done well. Now, the owner of the business or the general manager does not have to do everything well, but he can maybe only have a few really good skills. But if one of them is identifying good people mm-hmm. to surround him and manage them well, it's like four key things. Hire the right people, train them properly, manage them properly, and compensate them properly. If you can do that as a business owner, you will do very well.
To continue our our golf analogy, you mentioned that you got to have a passion for what you do, and you got to put in the preparation work like Tiger did. You say that in order to master a particular skill, you need to be able to size things up. Watch a golfer take a shot, and they think through the whole thing. They rehearse it. They envision it in their mind. Talk a little bit, if you will, about sizing things up.
Like, have you ever seen a pro golfer take a shot other than a 6-inch putt without considerable thought?
No, and some of them even do it on the 6-inch putts.
Yeah.
Too many.
That's true. The point is, in business, you don't want to just take a shot without thinking it through. It's really the same thing. In business, you have opportunities come your way all the time, but some of these opportunities, once you really think about it, are not so good, and you got to avoid them.
What do you say, Larry, to the folks who are afraid to fail?
Afraid to fail? Well, you're living in the wrong world. We wake up every day, and there's risks around us everywhere, and you need to basically size things up and make decisions that you're comfortable with. But if you avoid decisions that need to be made, it can start out like a little cancer that grows and really can mess up your life and those around you. So what I say.
And you pointed out in the article that folks can find online at businesstuneups.com. You can also click through at buzzon.biz to see Business Coach Larry Rudwick's articles. He's the business tune-up guy and our business coach here at The Buzz. You mentioned that baseball players, for example, who hit 300 technically are failing 70% of the time. So how you measure and how you see success and failure can play a big part in it. And you talked about, again, back to the golf, you talked about the importance of caddies. And then a lot of times they're almost invisible out there on the course, but you have identified them as being really an integral part of any golfer's success.
Well, that's
and business,
true.
And business persons.
A caddy is an extremely important part of a professional golfer's success. And the same thing holds true in business. Successful business people have people surrounding them, whether they're business coaches, consultants, and others who will give guidance, encouragement, and many other things.
You mentioned a business coach, and one of the best we know of is the gentleman we're speaking with on the phone right now, Larry Rudwick. Larry, the business tune-up guy, on the web at businesstuneups.com. The business coach's role in all of that as we wrap it up?
The business coach's role in
helping somebody master their own business.
There's a lot of things that a business coach can do. First of all, it's a sounding board. It's important for us humans to have at least one or more people to talk to bounce ideas off of, to get ideas from, and all that. In fact, I've set up my website to have a lot of ideas right on there. People don't even need to come to me. They can come right to my website and hear videos and read different pages on a lot of different aspects of improving a business, your career, or your personal life. I get a lot of traffic to my website, many of which never contact me. So I encourage anyone to just look at my website and see if they can benefit from it.
And you certainly can benefit from the free assessment that Larry will provide you. That is also on the website. You can take the assessment right there on the website and contact Larry if you're interested. It's Larry Rudwick, Larry the Business Tune-Up Guy, on the web at businesstuneups.com. Or, as we mentioned, you can click through to his site from the Buzz On Biz homepage, buzzon.biz. Just look for the Business Coach. All of his podcasts, all of his articles, as he's a frequent contributor to the Buzz On Biz free monthly newspaper also, all of those posted at buzzon.biz. Just click on the Business Coach icon. Larry, we've got to move on into a break. Always good to talk to you, my friend.
Thank you. Talk to you next month.